Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I want to read you a story from the Bible. This is found in Genesis chapter 13. I'm reading now from the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, and chapter 13. I'll read verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of God from Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, and the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. And now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left." Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. "Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar." So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tents as far as Sodom. That was Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 12, and I encourage you to read this for yourself in your Bible. Here we have a very interesting, and I believe true story. It centers on two men. The name of the first is Abram, and the name of the second man is Lot. Abram and Lot. Later in Genesis chapter 17, God will change Abram's name to Abraham, but here he is still Abram. And these two men are related to one another. Lot is the nephew of Abram. Abram is the uncle of Lot. They are family. They are close family. And the word that interests me is in verses 7 and 8, and it is the word strife. Strife. And I would like to change that translation of this word slightly to the word conflict. Strife, conflict. What we have here is conflict in the context of family, familial conflict. And I want to discuss conflict within families. It strikes me this is very common. You might have it in your family. I know it exists in my extended family. What are we to do about it? Does the Bible offer us wisdom on how to handle, even to resolve, strife, conflict, real disagreement and stress from one family member to another? What does the Bible say about this? Let's dive into the conflict between Abram and Lot this week and see what we can learn about conflict and how we can resolve it. We'll come back to this story tomorrow, so I hope that you might invite a friend to join you. And then together you'll come back for the Tuesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.